Hi, this is Dawn with MovieNightTrafficLight.com bringing you what's happening in theaters this week, and the first movie is The East. Well, a group of social activists, they're determined to send big messages by attacking corporate leaders. But what they don't expect was to be infiltrated by Britt Marling, who slips in undercover.
We need someone to get inside the East.
Who would you choose?
Me. I'm unexpected. Being unexpected is the only advantage that matters.
Welcome to the East, Sarah.
When it comes to breaking the law, most people can't handle it.
I can do it.
You're gonna stay calm. You're gonna hold your cover.
Okay, so some little lessons we've probably already learned in life. Crime bad, cults bad, and lying bad. So put all that together, and things aren't just gonna work out exactly as you have planned. Which means there's some drama, suspense, and, well, some strange moments. With all of that going on, the actors do great, like Britt, Alexander Skarsgård, and Ellen Page. The interesting thing, though, Britt has written and starred in other cult movies like The Sound of My Voice. So is she a fan of cults, or is she anti-cult? Well, not too sure. But given these guys hurt people, don't take a lot of baths, and dumpster dive for food, seems kind of like a pretty strong message, no way to cults. Hopefully, that is. So if you're able to resist the pull of cults and just want to see a bit different kind of movie, this one is okay. So in our movie night traffic light, The East is a yellow light. Now into a completely lighthearted movie, it's Monsters University. Before they became one of the scariest monster teams of all time, Mike and Sully met at Monsters University, where they learned there is more to being a monster than being scary.
Friends call me Sully.
Mike Wazowski. I'm officially a college student!
Yeah! You don't need to study scaring, you just do it.
Just wait, Hotshot.
I'm gonna scare circles around you this year.
You're not even in the same league with me. Just reach deep down and let the scary out.
Now, this is undeniably, without a doubt, can't argue it fact. One of the cutest movies ever. The monsters we already know and lots of new ones bring us good versus evil, lovable versus annoying, and scary versus, well, not. Which means never a dull moment for the kids and us older grown-up kids too. Then there's the experience, the animation, and this is amazing. Everything you know to be completely made up and, let's face it, a cartoon, seems real. No, I did not expect to see fluffy purple monsters roaming the parking lot after the movie, but I sure did have fun believing it all for a couple of hours. So yes, they made us wait 12 long years since we fell in love with Mike and Sully, but the wait was worth it. So on our movie night traffic light, Monsters University is a green light. For more movie information, go to MovieNightTrafficLight.com and enjoy the movies.